What's up, New England and beyond? Wednesday night, 8 o'clock in the Room podcast. Big show tonight. Last week we had a little shit show in here.
Sheesh.
I'm gonna let Tommy explain my reactions in here. Well, but give me 1 second. Welcome back, Tommy.
Hey, nice to see you, man. It's been too long.
Yeah, it's been too long.
Well, we were here last week.
We were here last week.
So it's only been a week.
But yes, I you know, if you see some missing hair out the side of me, I was ripping it out of my fucking skull.
I might have got a couple grays too.
So Tommy, welcome back, and explain what happened last week with us a minute before we're gonna go live. I'll sit back here and drink my tea for a second.
So last week I was back, you know, I was out for a couple weeks, you know, family problems, you know, some bullshit. I was telling you about it. All sad things, but we're all good now. There was a loss in my family, which is unfortunate. RIP, you know, but we're moving on. That's why I wasn't here for the past couple weeks. So I showed up last week. We were ready to go. And it looked like they had some cameras out, or there was some ports on your computer that weren't working.
Yeah, there was just things haywire.
Yeah,
it
was.
Here.
Yeah, there was smoke coming out of your ears.
Yes, there is. And as you know, every time I start a show, I get nervous. I'm a nervous wreck as it is because it's live.
Because you're a pro.
I'm a pro.
Yep.
I'm a perfectionist. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not perfect at all when it goes on, but try to make it as smooth as possible. And Tommy, as we're talking, you look like a fucking King Kong in the thing, and I'm small.
I do need a haircut.
I get like closer to my friggin' camera.
King Kong ain't got enough on these.
But you're growing, bro. But yes, so I'm kind of, I get nervous every show, and last week it kind of came full circle. I need one of those every so often.
Sure, yeah, a little humbling experience, you know. Live shows, that's what happens. You know, not everyone goes live. We don't edit this after the fact. We kind of just press record and blast off to the world.
I'd like to say hi to James Odgers, man. He's been following me around for a long time.
What up, James?
Facebook, yeah, memes, everything. I think he's a drummer, actually. Also.
Sick, even
likes
better.
Drums. So talks about him here and there. But yeah, so I aborted the mission last week.
Yeah, surprising.
I could have guinea rigged it, but we were already 15 minutes late.
Yeah.
And we're on a time schedule here with these fighters calling in. And it was tough to tell them, you know.
Sometimes you're going to tap out.
Yes, and I did.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
Smart.
Walked out with steam in my ears. But we are back this week with one of the same guests with Dan Esposito. Mm-hmm. He is an amateur fighter fighting out of Connecticut, Ascension Athletics. Never spoke to this young gentleman before, but he's 1-2. But that record does not really reflect how good this kid is as far as his beginning of his amateur career. And we'll talk about it, all that with him. But you know, I had to cancel with him, and he was all excited to come on.
Oh yeah, that's tough.
And you know that's what hurts.
Of course,
you know what I mean?
Of course.
When they're ready to come on.
Sure.
And, like,
you don't want to disappoint anyone. Killer, you don't care about yourself. I mean, the same way. I'll take a beating, but you know, you don't want to disappoint someone else. And you know, these guys who are fighting and have camps and have strict schedules and.
Yeah. So he was on supposed to be. He was the first guest, and then Jacob Bone.
Yep.
And I ended up getting a one-on-one with Jacob Bone.
Saw
came out great.
Yeah, saw a little
came
bit
out great with him and I. We're going to be partying at Cage Titans 64, that's for sure.
Nice.
And our second guest, we replaced Jacob with the main event of Cage Titans 64, half of the main event, with Jonathan Piersma.
Very cool.
He's supposed to be coming on about 8:40, give or take a couple of minutes.
We will see when
he's training. So get a take from him because he, you know, he... Him and I spoke after the Everett Disalay interview when he came down here with his pup.
Oh, yeah.
And talked about, and John didn't like a couple of things the kid had to say.
Okay.
Kind of,
talk a little
shit. We'll let John say.
Yeah,
say you know, it. I mean, John's not a shit talker, but, you know, he's just going to give his side of what he thinks is going to happen.
He will respond.
He will respond.
I didn't see that one when the dog was in here. So.
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah, I got to check that one out. I might have seen a little bit of it.
Yeah,
like, 2 weeks ago?
You know, I'd have put a clip out. Yeah. It was a Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was
that
Saturday.
Remember, I didn't do a Wednesday podcast. I did a Saturday one instead.
Yeah, I wasn't going to. That was when I wasn't able to make it. You said, fuck it. I'm going to go on
Saturday. Yeah, I'm just going to do a Saturday one.
Yeah.
I already had it scheduled.
I remember now.
So, so we have Jonathan Piersma. He's going to talk about his fight coming up on the 30th at Cage Titan 64. This is John's second time in the Cage Titans cage. As you know, he came away with a first round. What was that? We had him in a some. What was it?
I don't even remember.
Not a gillet. I forgot. I can't even think. but he just saw Kep Elbow in his face. Yep. Aaron Trussell.
Sure.
Who was it? Aaron, who fought one of your.
Who was it?
Shane Dillahan.
Oh, yeah, was it Shane?
How can you forget that name?
I always forget these names.
You talk about smoke on it. Yeah. You were heated about that guy.
Oh, that guy.
Yes, that guy.
And he, I do. I remember that. Now it's all come back to me because I do remember that John beat him up.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. The next one.
And I was glad.
And John's dad right now is calling me a puss. We are very. We are Robert Wood. We are training. I think Robert Wood is with. Robert Wood is Everett's coach.
Mm.
So they're watching.
Nice.
See what John has to say. Everett is a class act.
Sure.
He was. You know, he's a really humble, really good kid.
Good.
Great fight. I can't wait to talk about it with John.
Yeah.
So
a lot of good fights coming up.
Yes, a lot of good fights. So what time is it right now? All right, we got about 4 minutes before we're going to give Dan a call. But Tom, you want to talk about what went on with the family, or is that
sure?
Past?
Yeah, no, I'll talk about it.
We didn't get to talk about it last.
Yeah,
week,
so no, that's good. I want to mention that too. Unfortunately, my mother's husband Anthony dropped out of a heart attack. It was during the snowstorm. He was shoveling, starting up the generator, and that's it. So very sad for my mother, and very sad for his family. Very sad for a lot of people. A lot of people in this situation, I feel, are feeling sorry for other people. You know what I mean? Because, you know, we're adults, and it's very sad. But I feel sorry for my mother because she lost her husband, and this guy's his mother is still alive. His mother is still alive. She's almost 90. Yeah, and he's the oldest of the siblings.
Yeah.
So super sad, and you know, you can only pray that it goes that quick. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For sure.
Any health issues before that happened?
He was not the healthiest. He was a little overweight. He was Italian. He loved pasta and pizza. And, you know, I always...
Still shoveling out there, getting stuff going,
he
man.
Was a go-getter.
He's a man.
Yeah, he was a great provider, and he was a great man, and it's very sad, and we're going to miss him. And my mother, I don't think, is watching this show. I've been by her side a lot for this whole thing. My brother flew back from L.A. He's back now. That's why I wasn't coming last week, because I brought him to the airport. And you know, there's a fucking, sometimes life kicks you right in the dick, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Well, glad to see that you've come through with it in a positive. And, you know, I was talking to you and seeing your posts and stuff with the family.
Yep.
And, you know, condolences to the family.
Thank
your
you.
Mom, hopefully,
yep.
you know.
Yep, your words were very helpful through the whole thing. And
hopefully she, you know. Still a young lady.
My mom is strong.
Yeah.
So she's going to power through. Unfortunately, the story gets written for you sometimes. No one wanted any of this, but what are you going to do?
As we're speaking, I think we do have Everett's coach and, you know, one of his mentors and Bob Piersma, Jonathan Piersma's dad, going at it. At our feed right
already,
now.
They're going at it back and forth?
Yeah, they got to. I think they are, unless they're calling me pussy and shit every fucking
maybe
every word. So this is what I look for in fucking the podcast. So
is it on the YouTube chat? I gotta take a look.
No, it's on the Facebook one.
On the Facebook,
it's all these guys are loading up my feed right
Facebook,
now.
Facebook, yeah. I'll look at it later.
So all right, we got a couple of more minutes. But as far as me, I'll talk about myself.
Yeah, what have you been doing?
Awesome. I've been training a lot as far as the gym.
Yep, saw that.
The gym, trimming down.
Nice.
I'm starting to hit pads with Kels Minor.
Nice.
From Regiment.
Okay.
I'm going to do some privates.
Yeah, I saw you doing, I'm checking into there.
Yeah, well, I'm going to hit, I'm going to be hitting some pads.
Nice.
With Kels behind the scenes.
Dude.
And just, you know, in case this actually does come full circle and does happen, I want to be.
And Frank, what's his name?
Who?
You were going to fight?
Rob Peter.
Rob. Sorry.
I don't know if it's, I don't know what's going on.
Of course.
You know, I'm gonna hit the pads.
Yeah.
I'm going to get in shape.
You
a
like
little
working
bit.
Out, so.
I was with my buddies on Sunday. No. One of them's black belt. He fought MMA.
Nice.
A big karate kid growing up. And I told him, he goes, you're going to fight. So, yeah. He goes, when was the last time you threw a kick? I said, never.
Never. You're not going to be kicking.
And he goes, really? And I was like, are you getting jealous? Because I'm getting in there at 57 and you're like 40, you know, you're 50 and you're not. And he goes, no, I'm just like, you know. And he goes, who you, you know. And then he goes, I'll get some pad work in you. He actually does the reffing of the smokers Wishers and up in Tiverton.
Yeah, what's the name of that guy's place? I can't remember. Yeah,
Gillette's. Yep. Yeah. So cool, he does most of the reffing there.
Cool.
So he's going to help me out.
Nice.
And so that's about it, man. So been having some great personal fun with some new friends.
Nice.
I've been hanging out with for a couple of months or so. Going to see bands and I'm getting out there, Tom.
Yeah, it looks like. I see you. Like, you're a man on the run.
I was always like, I'll go to the gym, doing this, playing my drum. Now I'm going to see the band. I'm back listening to the music.
You're
bro.
Enjoying yourself?
Yeah.
Loving
life.
I love live music. So anytime that's some good live music going, I'm in.
Loving life. All right, we're going to get Dan on right now.
Nice.
He's watching. Dan, we're going to be we're calling you right now. And we'll get your camera set up. It should be all set. But we're calling you right now, big boy.
Yeah.
Don Piesman's watch.
Nice.
Until he answers. Oh, did he? No, still calling. Sometimes the first time they call an in, you know how that works. Mm-hmm. It's they're like, they've never used Facebook video.
Video, yeah. Like, I need to update
what's
it.
What's going on? Maybe they don't know.
Kind of like when you were using your computer.
Yeah. It's like, what the hell? So, what's he doing? I think you boys are. Oh, my God. Bob's. Dad's going at it with them. All right. There he is. What's up, Dan? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, my man. Yeah, I can hear you perfect. Let me just get your handsome face up on the screen and set you up in the camera. But you're live right now, my man. How's everything?
Awesome, man. Good. Good. Just got home, scarfed down a little bit of dinner.
What's for dinner?
A little bit of ground beef, little salad.
Nice.
Not many carbs still, huh?
Something like we're trying to come back quick, so we're getting we're keeping the weight within check.
So what's timeline is coming back quick? What are you thinking as far as when you ready to get in there?
I'm ready today. my name's in for a couple of different promotions in May. CES has a card, Combat Zone has a card, Cage Titans has a card, and I believe my name's in with all three. Which are all good promotions, whichever one has a good name, they send over a matchup that makes sense. I'm all for it.
Well, my man, let's first time on the show again. We talked about tonight. Last night, I was gonna have you on last week. Last minute, the room blew up,
yeah,
and
it was a shit show.
But
yeah.
I appreciate you, man. Last minute, I know it sucks, but I appreciate you hanging in there with me and coming back this week, bro. First time talking to you, so we're gonna cover a few things. But my man, this is your third fight. It looks like from back in May of 2023 when you fought for Neff, making your amateur debut, got a win there, and then you've had a couple of fights since, staying consistent. You know, every 5 months, 4 or 5 months. Talk about how you got into here, man, because it's been less than a year since you've been fighting.
So I've always been kind of on and off with training, and I think it was the beginning of 2022 that I came back to Ascension after like having sporadic bouts of training there, and I was like, hey, like this is something I really want to do. And you could tell it was kind of like, oh yeah, like we've heard that before, which I mean, to their credit, that's what I had shown up to that point. So I don't know. I kind of figured things out. I was able to get myself disciplined and I locked in. I kind of just shut my mouth, put my head down, and I worked hard. And eventually Jeff was like, hey, he's like, let's get you going, man. Let's get you a fight. Like I could tell you're in it. I could tell you're dialed in. I think you're ready. I fought a tough kid out of Recon, out of Maine. It was a good fight. I had a blast. NEF was an awesome promotion to debut with. Matt Peterson was really cool, and it was a phenomenal experience overall.
Now, about as far as that card, NEF 52, was that the card that Casey Norton was on also?
No, okay. That was another card. That was quite a night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Were you there that night when he fought, or you just?
Oh yeah. I cornered one of my teammates, Zach Thompson.
Cool. So when you went to NEF 52, were you the only Ascension athletic fighter on the card? Were you solo there?
No, there was two of us. It was me and Sean Grady.
Oh, that's cool, man. So you get to travel with some. I mean, how'd you settle on NEF? I mean, was that just a promotion that got you a matchup, came out? Because they're a haul for you, right?
Yeah, I don't know, because that's kind of like, that's on Jeff. Promotions reach out to him, or he sends names out to certain promotions, and when they send back a matchup that sounds good and fair, we line it up. So I hadn't reached out to them. They hadn't reached out to me. It just kind of worked out.
Yeah, and as far as Neff, I mean, if you're going to go with, you know, a promotion, that is my top two right there, Neff and Cage Titans. As far as what I like to see and how they promote the fighters, the younger ones coming up, man. So, and, you know, Neff does a great job. I think they were doing pre-interviews with you, post-interviews with you. They, they probably had it.
I felt like a star without even starting out yet.
Well, that, all right, let's talk about that. I mean, you haven't done it before. You know, you were kind of like, you said maybe dragging your feet about getting in the cage. You finally do, and now all the shit's being thrown at you. You're fucking at a press conference, basically, your first fight. What's that all like to take in?
I don't know. I enjoy it. Like, I like the attention. I like to talk.
yeah. That's the fun stuff.
Yeah, that's the fun stuff. I have an attitude of gratitude. I love the process. I love everything from the vigorous training to the discipline of the diet to the weight cutting experience. All of it. Like, there's nothing that I don't like about it. I don't know. It's all a great experience, and I'm living the dream right now.
Nice. Well, my man, let's talk about the couple of these past fights, because you did mention when I called you to come on the show, and it's not necessary. I don't look at records, really. It's gyms that I know and up and coming fighters, and it's what I see in the cage also. Mm-hmm. And you know, when I message you, you went, I'm coming off a loss, right? You know, I don't know. I'm like, dude, you're an amateur. I mean, I'm not gonna have a pro on here that's like 0-13. You know what I mean? But
you gotta have personality and stuff. Yeah, and
but I gotta say, your last two fights, I mean, they could have went either way. Your fight for Combat Zone, you were winning that fight the first two rounds, correct? And then third round, talk us through that, because I don't know if you've been able to speak to anyone about that, but you were winning that fight against a really tough kid. I think trains with the Cartel. He's probably an up-and-coming fighter for them. Talk about that and maybe the mistake that happened in that fight.
Yeah, Chris Smith, tough kid out of New England Cartel. It was a phenomenal fight. The first two rounds were definitely a little bit back and forth. I was getting the better of the striking exchanges. Wasn't too much wrestling going on. In the third, for one, I started gassing a little bit, towards the end of the second. In the third, he came out, with like a desperation shot through a, came out sprinting at me, threw a wild knee, caught me off guard. Didn't like catch me or anything, but just like I like kind of made me hesitate a little bit. And then I threw a little three-piece combo at him, and then we tied up into a wrestling exchange, and I sagged on a coach killer. And as I came back up, I sagged down to a knee on a coach killer. As I came back up, he hit me with like a easy Uchimata, and took my back right off of that and choked me out. So like just a silly error on my end, and like obviously that's what the amateurs are for, to collect data from these fights. Definitely hurt, because I was excited about that one and where it was going, but it is what it is.
Now that's another fight. You're fighting out of your area. Now you're going to New Hampshire. You keep traveling north, my man. It's like, well, you're getting closer. You're getting closer to
home.
Yeah,
good. Spread the word.
So, I mean, all right. Yeah. So you fight for Neff.
Wherever we got to go, man. I'm ready.
Yeah. All right. So Combat Zone, let's talk about that. Calvin Cater's organization. How was that? I don't think it was at the Doubletree. Was it at the Doubletree where you fought, or was it somewhere bigger bigger when you fought for them?
No, it was at the Doubletree. Yeah. So that was the last event they did there, and then they just went to the SNHU Arena.
I gotta say, I love the Doubletree. I kind of hate the setup but I loved it as far as it being in the hotel and just everything being real there. Close. That was a real cool place.
Yeah.
But
it was a great experience fighting for them too, and I actually got to go watch their last event at the SNHU Arena, and that was huge. That was cool.
Did you have any training partners on that card?
Yeah, Logan Bond, the number one amateur heavyweight, or light heavyweight right now.
Well, evidently nice. He won that fight because he's the number one. He won that fight, yeah. All right, my man, you come out of Combat Zone, you know, you're out of your ballpark in someone else's backyard, and you almost had that fight, won. And then we're here. You're fighting at CES, your third different promotion. Now you're close.
Yeah.
Now you're closer to home, right? You fought. Did you?
Yeah. Now I'm in my backyard. We're both on our backyard. Me and Brandon.
Oh, okay. All right. So I didn't know that. He's from the area as well. Where's he train out of?
He trains out of Calandrelli's in North Haven.
There you go. That's why you had a mad tough fight. You're not picking any easy fucking. Guys, a tussle
player. No, it's AMEs. Also, like if I want to go pro, like I'm not gonna wait to test myself. Then I'm gonna do it now. I'm gonna fight all guys that I'm gonna take any fight that's available. But also, like I wanna fight tough guys. I want to prove to myself that I belong.
Well, my man, big fight here. I mean, you lost a decision. But people were speaking about fight of the night, amateur fight of the night. Two guys with two fights in or so, fight of the night. Yeah, it usually happens a lot, though, in these, you know. But let's talk about that experience, the fight, and how you felt in there. Because I think you mentioned, you know, of course you thought you won the fight, but where do you think you might have lost that fight, for CES?
Well, definitely, like, I couldn't get it together mentally, like, not to take anything away from Brandon. He's a tough kid and fought his fight. I just came out super flat in the first. I fought the entire time flat, but I came out really flat in the first. And that's the looking back at that fight, like, that's the worst I've looked. And I came out flat. My hands were low. I think I was starting really slow, and I was pawing out my jab, and he came out there to win. He came out to kill me, and he started cracking me a little bit, and I started being a little hesitant, was keeping my head on the center line, wasn't moving at all, and he caught me with a nice cross over the top and sat me down. I don't ever get dropped, like, in training. I spar, not that they're hitting me 100%, but I spar with the big guys, and we go at it, and I just remember, like, it's like a flash, and I remember looking at myself on the canvas, and I'm like, "Yeah, you gotta be kidding me, dude." But like, I came right back, and I like pulled guard, and he jumped right on top, but I was able to tie up with him, so he wasn't able to cause more damage from there. I remember his corner being like putting the urgency on, and like, he's hurt, yeah. You gotta pour it on him now. I was like, "Nah, I'm good, dude."
Yeah, awesome.
And he was like, "Oh, okay."
Now, end of the fight, and I saw, you know, the adrenaline's flowing and stuff like that. Was there, I mean, you guys are, anything, what was said at the end there? Because I mentioned, was there anything bad? Like, was there any?
No.
All right.
No, not at all. Like, I don't know. I just remember, like, having, like, a feeling of great mutual respect. Like, you could just tell, like, neither of us wanted to give in. Like, we left it all in there. We put on a show for the people. The crowd was going nuts.
It's a beautiful
thing. Both of us, obviously tough kids, just going blow for blow, hitting each other as hard as we could. Like, definitely no ill will or like bad words said. It was just a great sign of respect, and hugged it out at the end. At that point, I did feel in my heart, just because I fought back so hard, I felt in my heart that I'd won it. Looking back, I could see where, like, I shot a double, and my hips didn't follow me. And when we hit the cage, he bounced into mount.
Oh, yeah.
Shit happens, right?
You gotta be kidding me, man.
Shit happens. And sometimes, you know, they can use it and push, you know, sometimes there's a little grab.
It probably hurt like a bitch when he slammed into it, at least.
Yeah, hopefully. No.
Well, my man, here we are, three fights in. You're talking about getting right back in there. In these three fights, they've all been like wars, basically.
Yeah.
You know, what have you learned, you know, as, you know, from these three fights that's going to take you into this fourth one that you might have in, next month and a half or so?
I learned a lot more about, like, my weight cutting process. Like, people I train with and other coaches that I've gone and trained at their gyms, like, they always see me and they're like, "Jesus Christ, dude, you cut down to 55 and like, I would always like laugh, and I took it lightly until like my not this past one, but the one before, like, I had a really bad weight cut. And it did not feel good going into that fight. I remember like being in the back room with Jeff and we're hitting pads and I'm like, my heart rate spiked immediately. And I was like, something's not right. And he was like, not, he was like trying to calm me down. He was like, no, this is why we like, we ease into it. We warm up. And I was like, oh no, I know it's not good. But, I went out there and I rose to the occasion, you know, this last fight, I thought he was going to try to wrestle a lot more because it seemed like that's what he did. Again, there's little film to study on him, but I've only seen him compete in jiu-jitsu and then fight one fight where he was trying to wrestle a lot more and he ended up choking the kid out. So I thought that was going to be the approach coming in with me. We trained a lot of anti-wrestling and anti-jiu-jitsu. And when the exchanges didn't go, aside from me getting dropped and me shooting into getting mounted, there were no grappling exchanges where he was getting the better of me. So there was great improvement in that. But my, I guess I neglected like doing a lot of my striking work on my own, like shadow boxing and making sure that, I'm moving my head, I'm controlling space, all these different things that I should be doing in dead time. I just didn't do coming out. I don't know if that's why. I don't know if I just wasn't jacked up enough to get going. But every time I put a little bit more of the piece to the puzzle together, and I know in my heart I've yet to show even half of my true potential, and I'm just super excited for the next opportunity.
That's scary.
Yeah, that's confidence.
Man, you look good on camera. You look good on, fighting, man. CES, really threw you out there on Instagram. And that's bringing you to your next fight. You talked about CES. Are they exclusively hanging at Foxwoods now? Is that going to be where their next card's going to be also?
I think, yeah, their next car is going to be at Foxwoods. I don't know if they're exclusively staying there, but it seems that way. They've been there for the past, three or four events?
The last couple.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's definitely more enticing to you than, fighting out of your area, unless the matchup works or, the timeline does. You also have Neff in June also, right? That you can always, not Neff, Reality.
Reality's in next month in April.
Oh, so that's close too. So you have options, options all around, right?
Yeah, I don't think my name didn't go in for April. Just because like my hands were a little bit jacked up, and we're just gonna give me a little bit of time. But I'm again, like I said, my everything's mint. Like I have no damage. I'm right back in the training room. This will be my second full week back. My conditioning is still there, so I'm jacked up.
Nice. Well, my friend, a couple of things before I let you give you a shout out. So we're going to definitely get an interview, a one-on-one recorded one, when you actually do get another fight coming.
Yeah,
we can talk
absolutely.
About the matchup and stuff. But as far as like Jeff and your trainer, who's the main people getting you ready? Because there's a ton of them at Ascension. Who are some of your main partners that get you ready for fights?
So I got Zach Thompson, I got Paul Cavagnolo, I've got Ryan Baker, I've got Logan Bond, I've got Joe Lexus, I've got Sean Grady. I don't want to miss anybody. I'm trying to rack my brain. Please tell me I'm not missing anybody.
That's all right, my man.
There are more that I go with and that I train jiu-jitsu with that don't train MMA that give me really good rounds. And I have a bunch of phenomenal coaches: Jack Stapleton, Pan Am champ, Jeff, black belt world champion. I'm in a huge room of extremely talented individuals. It's a grind because if you don't keep up, you're just going to get left behind. As it should be. We work really, really hard. And as a team, I think this next year is going to be huge. Like you got Casey Norton, number three ranked pro flyweight.
Yeah.
Logan's number one ranked like heavyweight amateur right now. Like everybody's on the up and up. And it's exciting, and it just it's the culture at Ascension is phenomenal too. I go and cross train a lot of places where there's good culture, but I love the room that I'm in. I'm grateful for the people and the support that I have.
Perfect, man. You can't say it any better than that, man. That's a family atmosphere to you, man. That's your brothers and sisters there. Ascension, I've known them for my whole career here as a media, you know, coming out of Underdog with Jeff Haddad and, you know, Matt Bissett and those guys in Ascension blowing up and that becoming their own MMA world-class gym at this point, because they're putting out really killers in there. And a lot, like you said, a lot of cross-training going around between a lot of great camps there. So there's a lot of forces coming through them mats for you. So congratulations, kid, for being, you know, taken under the wings of some really, really great coaches and fighters that are helping along.
Yeah, I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed.
Well, Dan, I have your Instagram up here, which is a cool fucking name, by the way. Do you have anything else that you go other than Facebook that would be under your real name, Daniel Esposito?
No, just my Facebook is Daniel Esposito, my full name, and then my Instagram is Dan_Espo_MMACS.
Excellent. Last thing I do, my first cousin's last names are Esposito. Oh, there you go. So we could have some connection down the line.
Maybe the gene pool's a little shallow.
You know, I got a wrestle. We do have like the same handsome faces, kind of. You know what I mean?
Right? He's not serious, guy. Don't listen to him.
I see it.
Don't humor him.
I know. Yeah. Don't.
Yeah. All right,
Dan, man. Thanks so much for coming on, and we'll definitely catch up when you get that next matchup, and we'll really talk about where it is. I'm excited for you, kid. Ascension Athletics, love that gym, love the guys there. And, man, congratulations on all the success and the work you're getting in that cage, bro.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate you guys.
All right, have a good night, man. Stay aboard. We might be talking about you. Who knows? There's a war going on right now in the feeds between the other fighter's dad and people. I don't know what's going on.
I saw that.
Yeah,
let's
go.
Yeah, right? We're going to see him.
That's a main event. Got a stacked card coming up. Let's go.
Let's go. All
the
right,
dads.
Man, tune in. I'll talk to you in a minute, right?
All right. Take care.
Later, Dan.
Later.
Funny.
That was awesome.
Yeah, good. Good shit.
All right. Yeah, we'll get John Piersma on here. Let me message him right here.
Yeah, damn. He's a character. So, you know, he fits right in.
Yeah.
Yep, he wants to fight, he wants to talk, he wants to do all the things.
I'll tell John 2 minutes or 3 minutes. What time is it now? Oh, that's perfect. It's 8:40.
Yep. See if he's had 3 minutes. Perfect.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, glad I, you know, these kids you never talked to before. You know,
yeah.
Some of them you can't get anything
out
of.
Yeah, the Emmys, you know. So.
I mean, this kid's, he talks about it. He likes the eyes on him.
And he doesn't give a shit that he's coming off a loss. He just wants to get back into the win column and fucking grind.
And as far as the show, man, you know, you don't have to be on a winning streak or anything like that. It's all about
come and shoot
the
shit.
You're showing me that you're in there and you're doing it for the right reasons. Yeah. Get on the show. Let's talk about it. And especially coming out of gyms that I've been friends with for years.
You want to talk about the whole scene.
Ascension Athletics has treated me with nothing but respect since I started.
Cool.
You know, there's some other people out there that, you know,
ruffle
the feathers. But even if I did it to them, they know.
Sure.
They're, you know, they can take... Whatever.
Yeah, good.
Andrew Valdina, what's up? Amanda Becker, Jeremy Keyes,
the whole crew.
Jonathan Piersman. So John hasn't messaged back yet, but he will. Let me look back at this. I think your boy. All right. So,
my boy?
No. This is Bob Piersma on the feed right now. Yep. So I'm going to read that right off because I don't usually get this, right?
Yeah.
This is what I like.
You know? This is what you want. You know.
Fucking wars going on.
Yeah. Stoke the fires.
I think you. So this is Jonathan Piersma's dad, and he's a man of many words. He's a real man. I think you boys are ass clowns.
Not us. He's
no
not talking
idea
about us, right?
What you're getting into. We don't fuck around with the little people. No, he's talking about the fire.
Yeah, okay.
It's fucking awesome.
That's funny.
Jesus, I'm gonna get killed at this fight. All right, he's just sore. He's seen that I'm hitting him up. So we'll see what's up. We'll have him on about 15 minutes. Just to, you know, the last time we had him on was... Yeah, he needs a couple, man. Take your time.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll talk.
Last time we had him on was what?
Oh, he's almost home.
Okay.
I had him on...
Before the last fight.
No, I had him on post post fight after his fight with Aaron Trussell.
Yep.
He a crucifix.
Yep.
See how it's he had him in a crucifix. Yeah, that's been in
and then he was pounding him, right?
Fucking bother me for 20 minutes right now. Couldn't get crucifix on my fucking head. So anyway, what up, Andrew Valdina, my man. I can't wait to see him on the 30th.
Yep.
I'm sure
it's been a little while.
I'm sure he will be doing commentating.
Oh yeah, I thought he was fighting. No,
I thought so too, but I haven't seen a poster on him.
I haven't seen any posters yet on this.
No, Andrew would be all over the fucking airways if he was fighting.
I mean,
he's got tons of sponsors and shit to do, so he'd be everywhere. Watch him tell me.
He will. Fighting, you know? He will. He's listening right now. That's what I thought, but
but no, I think I don't know. No, I think he was like just getting ready, getting back up there.
Cool.
Love watching this shit.
So people like the drama.
Dude, I'm going to the presser for this fight, Bob Pierce.
Yep. We'll go that night.
What the fuck? I love it. And I'm on.
No, you're not getting punched in the face anymore. Man. You're not getting your cowboy hat knocked off your head.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. Yeah, so I don't know who's going to be there as far as the guys from New England MMA.
Yeah.
I haven't been seeing much out of them except for Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff kind of doing his thing.
Jeff's doing the play-by-plays, but there's and people watching. If you see anything on the New England MMA group page, that's just me. You guys can share to that page. That's a group page.
Yep.
I'm still an administrator to it. I'm the only one that posts on it, but you guys can post on it. There, I have to okay the post because I don't want spam or porn or some Punjab guys all over it.
You don't?
No.
No, not the scam artists who put on all those sites, the streaming sites, and people get screwed over, you know.
So I filter out stuff because people are trying to sell shirts.
Of course.
I don't even know who the fuck you are, all that other shit. And they're not even from New England. So, but like I said, if...
No, I know people have gotten scammed by clicking on those sites that are the spam that are on
it's
the...
All, they, so I don't let any of that out.
No.
It's like, it's crazy.
No, but even the CES, the ones that are for free on Facebook.
Yeah, well, those are the streaming ones. I'm talking about on the group page, they just try to, like, people, gyms from, like, Virginia are, like, trying to put their, like, sell stuff on. I'm like, no, dude, this is the MMA page.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they try to sell there.
But what I'm saying is, if you want to post there, anything from New England, mixed martial arts, coaches, anything, throw it up there.
Yep.
I'll okay it. You know what I mean? That page has got 3,000 followers.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
Let's utilize it for that.
Yeah, of course. The people. Get it to the people.
Yeah, the New England MMA group page is not New England MMA's page. It's a community page. Mm-hmm. So it's there for you guys to post and promote yourselves or whatever. Like I said, I'm going to filter what I want in. But
yeah, you're not going to let the bullshit get through.
New England fighters, you know, promoting themselves in fights and stuff like that, gyms, you know, have seminars or something. I put it up there.
Yep.
You know?
Cool.
So, Angel Valdina, things didn't work out for the 30th, so won't be on the card. Heading down to AC for the Conor's fight. Oh!
Atlantic City?
Oh, yeah. He's going to a Conor Matthews fight.
Nice. The UFC?
Yeah, the 30th. It's the same night as King's Titans.
Shit.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yep.
But yeah, Conor Matthews and I think Calvin Cade is fighting that night against AJ Sterling.
Yep. No shit.
Yeah, that's so good for you, Andrew.
Yeah,
potty up, bro.
Yeah, that'll
be
good.
You probably have a fight a month after that.
Yeah, that'll be pottying down there, Atlantic City. You know.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll have something.
But. Cool. Yeah, I thought maybe he said it. He was thinking about coming on the 30th, but didn't go through.
He was looking for it, and then he was starting to sell shirts and stuff like that.
Yep.
Because he's marketable. People want his stuff. And as he said, the fight, you know, he was planning on getting a matchup. It just didn't happen.
No doubt.
Oh, Calvin's on 300. So Calvin's...
the next one.
The next major card, isn't it?
Did you watch...
Do we still have 299?
No, 299 was the other night.
It happened. So yeah. 300.
Did you watch that over the weekend, Sean O'Malley?
Okay, I'm going to say no. I'm doing other things in my personal life now.
But like UFC is good. That's a nice one.
I know, but...
You got to watch those ones.
I've been dancing and watching bands.
You've been doing karaoke.
I've been watching karaoke, but I'm going to say I'm going to learn a couple of songs at my music school.
Okay.
They're going to just teach me a couple of songs. I'm going to blow some people away. I'm going to just learn one
song. What
song
are you going to learn?
Don't worry about it.
Dead or Alive by fucking John Bon Jovi or something?
It's going to be something lovey-dovey like a fucking...
like Foreigner or something?
Like Puss. Yeah, I want to know what
You can just hit that note, dude. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it, man. You nailed it. That was right off the cuff, too. You didn't have to warm up.
Wait till I smoke a joint. Forget it. I'm freaking, you know, I'm going to be Lou Reed.
Well, that's the thing. When you smoke a joint, you got to remember to, like, open up your palate, you know.
Yes, here's my problem with singing. My ADD is so bad, I can't even, like, sit there to learn the words.
Sure.
Unless I love the song.
Unless you know the song already.
Incredibly a song I love that I listen to all the time.
Yep. No, you're not.
I'm not going to sit there and learn the words.
Yep. Well, it's hard for me. How you sing? How you learn the words is you just go over the song and you read it at the same time.
I know. I just can't sit there. I don't read. I don't want. I don't.
You can read it on your phone or something. You can read the lyrics as it goes through.
Here's the thing. I read all these kids' fucking bios and shit like that. Why can't I read a goddamn song?
Read it off your phone instead of a page.
All right, I'm going to figure that out, and I'm going to just sing to my phone. I want to know.
And the lyrics come as it goes. You know, like
because people want to hear me sing to them.
Sheesh. They are mistaken, apparently.
So Bob Piasma, Bob Piasma said, I thought you weren't smoking. That was 4 months ago,
Oh,
Bob.
Yeah, right.
There's been a lot happening since then.
That's just like I wasn't
a
drinking, right?
A lot happening. Let me tell you, Bob, this is how I fell off the wagon. I went to Cage Titans, and one of the other media members whipped out a joint, walking on the way to the after party, and
there you go.
The peer pressure just got to me, so
we got pre-lit up at that last
Cage
Titans.
Titans is full, yes, and I didn't leave there till 4:30 in the morning.
You had that was before that though. You had been back on the weed wagon.
Oh, yeah.
4 months ago. You said
four or five months.
Yeah,
What I stopped for like 4 months, I think.
Well, I stopped drinking over the summer, and you know.
Yes, you stopped for a little while.
Yeah, I got all fucked up one night, and.
But Bob, I'm not smoking like a chimney.
No. Yeah, we didn't smoke before this.
No, I take an edible every so often because my mind's fucking nuts. Mm-hmm. So that helps. You know what I mean?
Yeah, smoking helps.
But I've been smoking less.
Yeah, me too.
I've been taking more edibles. Yep. I don't need it.
Yeah, I've been smoking less too. Not so much during the day. Not a lot in the car. You know. Yeah. Change it up a little bit.
What was I going to say? What's next? Well, Cage Titans on the 30th.
Yep.
A lot of stuff's going to go on in the next couple of weeks as far as throwing shit out there.
We'll get Pulver on the line.
Yeah, we'll definitely, Pulver will definitely be on the Wednesday before. Yeah, that's exactly what, Bob, I just take him to relax because I'm so high strung.
What did he say?
He goes, I took some edibles first time ever for sleep. And a lot of people do that.
And he slept.
And he exactly got you right up.
Yeah, I haven't taken edibles in a while.
It's not like drinking wine, but you don't get a hangover the next.
Yeah, no, when you're drunk, passed out, it's not like a good sleep, you know? It's like you wake up early and, you know.
And here's another thing people, you know, have false information about edibles. They're like, well, I don't want, you know, it's going to get me weight. If you just take the smallest amount and you go from there.
Yeah.
But they like the Indica, Sativa. I don't want the stuff that hypes you up. So they got to learn that, what puts you to sleep.
With edibles, it doesn't really do too much.
It looks like John Piersman is ready. So I'm going to give him a call right now. I hope everything is still kosher here. Oh, yeah. There we go. What's up, big boy?
How's it going?
Good. What's up, John?
John, just give me one sec just so I can pop you up on the screen and get you in the template. But you are live, just so you know. But right. John, I know you've been driving home from, I do believe, from practice, from training. But there's some chatter going on with your dad and the other team on Facebook right now. Have you got a chance to see any of that? Because it's pretty cool.
It's going.
Wow, it's being sad as hell.
What's that?
I didn't see any of it. I just pulled the phone up.
Oh, yeah, your dad's talking to them like he talks to me online. It's fucking awesome. I love it. So, your dad said he's going to the press conference. There's going to be, he's like, you know, we're going to shake hands in blood after this fight. So, John, let's talk about this fight. The last time you were on, we had a post-fight talk about your fight with Aaron Trussell, and you had some things working, possibly, and what was working was the title fight for Cage Titans, the main event, man. Let's talk about it and your excitement to get back in there because You put on a show last time, and people are looking to see you again, man. Talk about it.
Yeah, so, I mean, pretty much going into that last fight, I knew I wanted to get in there, take care of business, and make a quick turnaround. So we went in there, fight went according to plan, didn't take any damage. So right after the fight, I got right back into training, right back into my normal routine. And I was just looking to get any fight I could in March, really. Didn't matter where. Shortly after, probably within a week after the fight, Cage Titans kind of threw it out. They were interested in me fighting for the title. I said, yeah, this stuff doesn't matter who it is. Send me the details and I'm in. And then, yeah, within a couple weeks after that fight, we pretty much got everything set. And I've been getting ready for that ever pretty much since I got out of the cage in the last one.
Now, John, when the fight was offered, was there only one name and one name only, and that was Everett? Or was there another name out there that was thrown to you? Or was it, you know, how'd that go?
I think the approach was going back and forth between two different guys, and then it just worked out that this is the fight that got finalized. So I said it didn't matter to me. Just let me know who I was fighting, and that's how it worked out, and that's the name I got. So,
well, let's talk about it, John. You know, we talked about all your last fight and your progression in MMA. Now let's talk about this, getting ready for this for Everett Dissolet. New kid coming out as far as his fighting record. A lot of accolades as far as, you know, judo and grappling and stuff in the past. He was, we did a podcast together about the fight. And, man, let's get your take on it and what you're thinking about Everett as far as an opponent going in on the 30th.
Yeah, I mean, obviously when I fought there, I didn't know the possibility. So I vaguely remember him being in the locker room on our side warming up and stuff, and you know, kind of seeing the fight. Then shortly after they said the name, so I was like, yep, I'm in. But yeah, I mean, you know, 3-0, pretty inexperienced. You know, I've been clips and stuff popping up online, and you know, he's been talking kind of crazy, saying just some wild shit. But yeah, that's all good. We're gonna figure it out March 30th. That shit doesn't really bother me. He's pretty confident. But I think he's in for a rough night March 30th. Real bring him back to earth here.
Now, you could ask him something in a minute, but go ahead.
I was gonna talk about his last fight, so we'll go. Continue.
All right, so, you know, John, 3-0 guy coming in here. Not much to go on him as far as in the cage. But the experience level, as you said, this is big here. And he has a lot of confidence going in. He's, I think, a naturally 155-er. So, of course, he's really, you know, I would imagine he's going to be a big underdog coming in this fight. I would, you know, looking on paper, it should be that way. Do you think it's too soon, too quick for him going in? Or, you know, you're not thinking this is just another body in front of me? And I mean, 3-0, but you're not looking past him. Like, what are you thinking about this as far as the fight itself going against him?
No, we're taking the fight seriously. We're taking, we're not taking anything for granted. We never do. We're getting ready for 25 minutes of, you know, the hardest fight of my life. You know, that's how we look at every fight. So, yeah, we're not looking past anybody. We're prepping every day. Like, you know, this is going to be, you know, the toughest challenge yet. But, yeah, him only being 3-0, he's never made it out of the first round, I believe. He's very confident. Seeing some of his interviews and stuff, just like clips that pop up, you know, just the way he's talking, really, I think he really believes his own hype. But, I don't know, I just looking at the guys he's fought, he just really hasn't been in there with anyone, I mean, even close to my level. I think anyone would, you know, say that. But he just doesn't have the cage time. He doesn't have the experience. It's kind of what you don't know, you don't know. So I think he does believe in his mind he's ready for this, and he does believe he's this, he does believe he's that. the things he's saying. He might really believe that. But come March 30th, when we get in that cage, and a couple minutes into that fight, he's gonna realize that he's in there with a whole different challenge that he's been in there with so far this career. I think it's gonna be a very big wake up call for him. Very, very humbling experience.
Well, there you go. Well, as far as heading back to Cage Titans, John, your first experience with them, as far as fighting in their cage, was their last card at Cage Titan 63. You were there before, you know, cornering a fighter, watching some of your training partners fight. What's it like getting back in there as the main event? You have been there before as the main event, but as we know, Cage Titans, in my eyes, is the biggest promotion in New England as far as supporting the fighters and getting eyes on them. What's your thoughts going back in there as far as fighting for them, and what fighting for them and winning this title can do moving forward with your career?
Yeah, you know, there was, you know, going there and cornering a year ago was a great experience. You know, so when I got the offer to fight last time to make my debut with them, I took it right away. It was a great experience, treated me well. Mike and all those guys around the promotion, good guys, treated me well. So when they, yeah, when they offered me to come back, fight again for the title, I said, yeah, yes, right away. I had a great experience. Yeah, so I'm excited. I'm excited to go back down there. It's a great atmosphere. You know, fighting there was a pretty cool experience. I'm just excited. And I think, you know, winning this title, it'll be my second regional title for second different promotion. You know, that obviously looks good on the resume. You know, that bumps me to 8-2. And I think, you know, it's just going to give me one more step closer to where I want to be. And I know I deserve to be. So I'm just excited to get to it. I just want to fight. I wish to fight tomorrow.
Excellent. Last couple of questions for me. And Tommy wanted to just ask you a question about your last fight. And we'll hit him end with that. And then you just give your shout outs and whatever. But, you know, getting ready for this fight, it's a 5-round fight. Your last fight was a 3-round fight. Is there a difference in here as far as getting ready for it? Do you train, you know, to go 5 rounds all the time just to have that cardio?
Yeah, I don't think I think there's little adjustments, but I'm always, you know, I always have that in my mind that I want to be able, even if I'm fighting a 3-round fight, I want to be able to fight 5 rounds, you know, because I plan to fight in a lot of 5-round fights in my future. So I'm always, getting ready for a 5-round fight. You know, so yeah, maybe there's little adjustments here and there with the strength and conditioning, stuff like that. But yeah, I'm always ready to fight 5 rounds. I'm confident in fighting 5 rounds. I've already fought 5 rounds. I've fought 5 full rounds in a fight. Guy who, has, you know, 30 fights experience and is known as one of the best guys in that New England area that no one wanted to fight. I went in there and fought 5 full rounds and beat him 50-40, 45. So I have that experience. You know, this guy fighting, like I said, you know, he's talking crazy. I think he's gonna find out the longer this fight goes, it's gonna get bad for him. You know, and like I said, what you don't know, you don't know. But I think he's in for a rude awakening, and if this fight makes it deeper into the fight, it's gonna favor me the longer this fight goes.
Well, last thing for me, John, you do have a cross training partner fighting on the same card as you, is Jake Hixenbaugh. You have Jacob Bone, who just came away with another huge fight, taking out another huge prospect in New England. You got a few guys. And probably women traveling to watch this main event. What are you expecting as far as a caravan? Because your last fight, as we all know, you know, I was sitting with your whole crew. I mean, you owned the third of the after party with your family and friends there. I would imagine there's going to be a few more with Jake fighting again, and Jacob just taking the trek to corner him. What are you expecting as far as support making the trip to Plymouth this time?
Yeah, you know, I always get a pretty good turnout. You know, I'm always on the road pretty much, always fighting, you know, pretty far away from home. I would still get a good turnout. I got a lot of family, a lot of friends, training partners. I always get a good crowd out, you know, 20 to 30 people, I think, last time. You know, and that's also, you know, Hixenbaugh and Bones crew coming down, those people I know too. So, yeah, we're going to have
cool people.
We'll have a good squad from up in the Rochester area down there. So yeah, it's always good to have a little support, especially when we're always going into these guys' backyards. This dude I'm fighting, I'm not sure how close he lives from there.
I don't know.
He's like me. He's only about 45 minutes from there, so he's local.
He's close.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'll have a lot of people there or not, but I'll have my people there. My people that are always there show up, support, and it's going to be a good night. I'm excited.
Excellent, my man. Well, I'll let Tommy leave off, and then, John, your social media is up here. I know you just use Instagram and Facebook, so everything they need to know is right there. But Tommy's going to ask you a question, and, John, if you want to say thank you after that or anything, and I'll let you go and, rest up for this fight.
Yeah, John, you always seem like a no-nonsense, not a lot of shit-talking. You let your fighting do the talking. So your last opponent, was it Trissell's last name?
Yes,
Trissell?
Aaron Trissell.
He was not so, didn't have such a sportsman-like win over one of my teammates. So I'm always glad you make short work out of those guys.
Aaron,
the last guy.
Traylon, you're saying?
Yeah, against Aaron?
Yeah, one of his training partners got beat by Aaron, and Aaron was kind of really disrespectful to him after the fight.
Yep.
So Tommy's very happy that you got him in a crucifix and you elbowed him to death.
Yeah.
I thought you were about to say, like, you were saying something towards me. I was like, damn,
no.
I missed.
Yeah, no. I like how you're no bullshit. You let your fighting do the talking. Yeah. It was what it should be, you know what I mean? So,
John, in that, like, with that...
I don't mind it. Like I said, the guy I'm fighting, he's been on saying I haven't really been saying anything too bad about me personally. Yeah. I haven't scared, but like, you know, he's been talking himself up pretty highly, and
it's part of the game. You know, we get it.
If you watch his interviews, you'd think he's the greatest thing that's ever come to combat.
That's always the fun part.
I started that off too. Yeah, yeah. Awesome.
It's all good, you know, because. At the end of the day, he can say what he wants. He can talk himself up, and maybe he really does believe what he's saying. But I think he's going to get humbled March 30th, and it'll be a good experience for him. And moving forward, I think, you know, he'll get into his right weight class, and it'll be a good experience for him. But I'm excited for it. I'm excited to get in there and just show again to the New England people that there's levels to this, and I just these guys aren't my level down there, and I've proved it time and time again. I'm going to prove it again. Marcellia.
That's my man right
there. Fuck yeah.
Tommy Lampier's been knowing this guy since his first pro fight, man. And look where he is, man. He's super fucking cool. Doing it. John, anything you want to say to leave off? Thank yous, anything, and I'll let you go, man. Pleasure catching up with you as always.
Yeah. Just quick shout out to all my sponsors for this fight camp. Finally getting that finalized. We got Lenox Senior Benefits, Storage Mall, Stagliano Builders, Ravenwood Golf Course, Next Pro Training, Argman Smith Financial Group, Mark Ignell with Hunt Realty, and El Pilon, Puerto Rican Mexican restaurant. All my sponsors have been with me from day one. They're huge, make this possible. And of course, all my training partners, my gyms, Elevate, Synthesis, Mike Montez, my main strength coach, MMA coach. Just shout out to all them and all my friends and family that make the trips down to these fights. You know, you guys make this possible, and I can't wait for another great night, March 30th. Celebrate after. Have a good time.
Awesome. John, you're a class act, man. Can't wait to see this fight. Everett's a good dude, man. I think it's going to be a great fight for the fans, main event. Can't wait to see the family, hang out with all you guys after at the after party, and see what happens, because there could be some
shenanigans,
face-offs happen right at the bar that night.
I can imagine. We'll be ready for it.
All right, my man.
Who's my dad getting in doing?
With that Everett's coach. Everett's coach.
Were they just going back?
And you'll have to go look at it, because it's pretty classic.
On Facebook.
It's how your dad talks to me on Messenger. It's fucking awesome.
that'll be something if we get him down if they do the press conference, and if he's down there for that, that'll be something.
Yeah, I think, they're going to be doing a press conference. Your dad said he would be there for it, so it's going to be pretty exciting.
Yeah, he will.
I might have to take a special ride up there just for that.
Yeah, right. Day before.
Might need security.
Yeah. All right, John, before we give out too many more beans and get everyone scared about the press conference, I'm going to let you go, man, and We'll see you on the 30th, bro. Have a good rest of training camp, and I'll see the gang in, you know, 2 weeks or so, 2.5 weeks.
Appreciate it. Can't wait.
All right, man, John. You have a good night, man. We'll talk to you later.
Later, John.
Fucking awesome.
Really good.
That was fucking great. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I had to bring up the shit talking, you know? Like,
oh, yeah, yeah. I fucking had to.
That's what it is. We're shit talkers, you know what I mean? Well, you'll never catch me talking shit about a fighter online, but, you know, when... You know, when shit turns, when karma comes back and all that.
That's awesome. So, Tommy, that's why we have bought a podcast when it's not going well, because when you schedule and get one that just
that crushes. Moves. Yeah, that's why we pulled it. Dude.
So I was in here just to end off. I was here for 2.5 hours to get this back running.
Sure, yeah.
As you can see, this camera's missing.
Yep.
So I'm not 100% sure what happened. But it's working.
Is
right
that
now.
Port still not working?
No, the port. I think the port's working, but it's not full power, so it can't power the.
Yeah, it was blinking back and forth. Yeah, it was something was happening.
So it wasn't catching. So I'm gonna have to get that looked at, which I will.
Yep.
I'd rather someone come in and look at it. Yep. I'm not disconnecting all the shit and bringing it to fucking somebody.
No, yeah.
So we'll figure it out. But it's working now. Yep. When we do have another guest in here, I'm gonna have to finagle a camera. Yeah. But yours is set. Yep. Mine's set.
Yep.
That will be the. One that
the group
has
one.
To be moved around. Yep. But you know how I work. I work under pressure. I get things moving
it
around.
It all worked out really well today. It
did, man. Glad to have you back.
Me too, man. It's always glad to be back. I hate it when I'm not here, but, you know.
It's all right. I need a break every so often.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Exactly. Keep it fresh.
So with that said, next week, I think Brandon Boats will be on.
Nice.
Because he's making his pro debut.
Sick.
And he's fighting for a friend, a special friend.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be on talking all about it.
Cool.
Maybe we'll get another. I would imagine we'll get another fighter for Cage Titans on here, and then the following week, as always, we will have Mike Pulvere on the Wednesday before the card, just to break it down and you know talk about the press conference, all the stuff that's going
to
be happening.
It's tradition to have him
on. It is, as Mike said, it is tradition to come on the show, and we'll try to get another fighter on the show that night, also, or maybe one of the commentators or someone that's affiliated with the show.
Yep.
So it'd be great. Maybe get Nick on.
Nick H.
Yeah, Nick H.
I don't know if any of my guys are fighting on that card. Not that I can think of off the top of my head. So he wanted to.
Yes, you are. You do have one Triforce amateur making his amateur debut. I ran into him at the mall. He's a friend of friend. And he goes,
hold on.
He wants to come on the show. Tall kid.
Yeah. What the fuck? Where's my brain? Where's my brain? Where is it at? I can't remember his name. Yeah, exactly.
I can't think of his name, but
very
respectful kid. I was sitting eating in the mall, just sitting in the food court, and he came up to me and goes, fucking total respect.
Good.
People picking me out of that anyway.
Yeah. Better than beating you up.
Better than throwing me off a bridge. So it fucking works out great. So
Devin Menard.
That's him.
Yeah, my man. Yeah.
So he's fighting.
Yeah, I'm psyched about him. He's a great kid. Yes. I train with him awesome, and he's a beast.
He's telling me he wants to...
He'll come on with us.
He'll help me spar.
Oh, yeah. We should get him on here before that. Maybe we'll get him. We'll see. You know.
Oh, my God. I told him I would reach out to him for an interview. Talk to him when you see him. You're going to see him when you see him.
I see him every time I train. So maybe I did just see him. So
tell him I'll hit him up.
Maybe he can call in or something.
Monday.
Yeah. I'll talk to him on Monday. I think I'll see him. I could
have a. We'll see.
We'll discuss it.
All right. Who's calling in next week? Brendan Boats. He could be our other guy.
The next guy?
Yeah.
All right.
He could be with Brendan on the show.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
Let him know.
I'll talk to him. I'll make it happen.
Excellent. Anything you want to leave off with, Handsome?
No. Glad to be back. Always.
All right, my man. Well, I got a busy weekend. I'm going to be with watching bands and dancing.
Do I have a busy weekend? Not much. UFC was last week, and that was fun to watch. No, I think this is a relaxing weekend, so I'll probably hang out with like my dad or something.
Excellent. Just to answer your question that you began with the UFC and stuff. I haven't been watching much arts lately as far as the big leagues.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going into my twilight
I watch years. A lot of those.
I'm going into my twilight years.
Yeah. I like my type of a good night in these days is sitting at home, getting some food, smoking weed, drinking a couple beers with my wife, and watching the fights and chilling. Maybe a couple friends, but at home and shit,
that's
you know?
I'm striving for.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I've been a gypsy too long. I've been a fucking gypsy too long.
Well, you did many years married. You know, you're a little older than me. How long were you married for?
I was in a 10-year relationship with my son's mom.
Yep.
So that was a 10-year. And then I was married to my daughter's mom for 10 years. Okay. So I had two back-to-back 10-year relationships.
Okay.
And then I came out of that, had a 3-year relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm kind of just enjoying life and seeing what it has to offer.
There
and,
you go.
I'm not a player party guy.
No, no, yeah. You want real shit.
I'm a home guy.
Yeah, yeah, you want real shit. Me and my wife will be married 5 years next month.
Congratulations. Yep.
Together for 12. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll have her on the show.
We should. She listens. She wants to. Me and her talk.
She started off right watching us. Yeah. Yeah, we'll get her on. We'll call her in.
She'll have a blast.
She'll give us a secret about...
She wants to podcast herself. She does a little, like, non-broadcasting podcasting. She's trying to get used to it. Yeah.
Excellent. Awesome.
We sit there and we sit... You know, we watch a movie... We fucking talk through the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we could do something like that, like a watching movie, just making fun of it the whole time. Yeah.
A home one.
Yeah. Laughing the whole time, making fun of, getting high.
The best ones.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, the natural shit.
You could talk dirty naturally together. And banter, like sarcasm. It's awesome. It's good stuff. Well, Tommy, awesome to have you back.
Me, thank you.
Next week, talk to your buddy.
Yeah.
Get him on. We'll have Brandon Boats on. So that's our show next week.
Yes, sir.
We'll figure it out.
Sounds awesome.
Thanks, as always, for tuning in tonight, people. Wednesday nights, we're usually always here in case, unless the place blows up. But
And also, it's always a shit show, so you never really know.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know who's going to be here.
You never know. So, but I will be, I guarantee I'll be doing another interview or two recorded before next Wednesday. I will get a couple of more fighters coming out, fighting at Cage Titans. Promote them a little bit, get them on. I love doing it. I love learning about new fighters or just their history or stories of how they're getting into this cage again. I love it, people. Mm-hmm. And also, I'm always available for comedians, musicians. They want to come down here in the New England area and talk about what they're doing. I'm all ears, people. So... With that said, The Room Podcast, follow us everywhere. We are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Peace.